Before I speak on any man or judge the things they do, let me look into the mirror and explain myself to you. I wake up and I stumble and I sin out in the street. Though I preach the holy gospel to the people that I meet. Look closely at my Instagram and look at what I post. One message for the Savior and the Holy Spirit's ghost. And right beside it sits a video worldly design. The two are sitting side by side upon the modern line. The video about the Lord gets 2 million in view. Because the masses do not care for what is right and true. But when I show the content that the fleshly world desires, 6 million people gather up to stoke the earthly fire. I do not claim to be a pastor leading youth along the way. My job is just to grab attention in the modern day, to use the platform that I have to spread the gospel word. Because the King is coming and his voice must well be heard. If I should die this afternoon while eating on a tree, or if a random bullet finds me walking down the street, I know that I spend my life to help the other see. Though God can hear me right now as I speak honestly. When Jesus chose his 12 disciples sitting in the land, he took the thief and tax collector right into his hand. The angels in the heavens above will happily rejoice when just one broken sinner turns around and make the choice. So when you're quick to judge a person standing in the shame, remember what the Savior said to those who cast the blame. Before you throw a heavy stone against a fallen soul, make sure that you are perfect and completely clean and whole. I grew up in the church when I was just a little child. My mother planted seeds of faith before the world went wild. She taught me to believe in him and trust his holy grace. Long before I found my name inside the public space. Back in the year of 2020 when my peak was near, had 11 luxury cars and everything seemed clear. They asked me how I dealt with all the malice and the blame when the entire internet was attacking my own name. To tell the truth, I do not feel the arrows that they throw. And that is why I'm sitting here alive to let you know. On Saturday, May 16th, in the year of 26, that God has kept me breathing through the chaos and the mix. So many rappers pass away and act to lose their breath, while the most hated controversial man escapes from death. I cannot take the credit for the fact I'm standing high. It belongs to the Father who is watching from the sky. When it is time for me to go, it will be his decree. He doesn't show the grand design of what it's gonna be. Because we try to stop it or we lose our current sight. Just focus on the present day and walk into the light. The answer to the universe is learning to forgive. Don't ever get upon your knees to pray the life you live. If you are holding hatred for the ones who did you wrong, just show the grace that God showed you to help you stay alone. But just a passing breath of wind created from a rib. From the moments that we leave the room beside the child of crib, your breathing stops this afternoon, the earthly body dies. Don't lose eternal living for the world to accept your lies. I've been inside a prison cell about 7 times. And every time I feel his presence washing all my crimes, God isolates my spirit when the world is moving fast. Show me I can only thrive through holy strength at last.